Many call the St. Lawrence River an angler's paradise. 750 miles long, it's stocked with game fish like salmon, pike, bass, and walleye. But the area surrounding it is sparsely populated and a little run down. It's never caught on as much of a tourist destination. Until now. It's 10 minutes before the start of the first international junior carp tournament, and the scene in this Waddington, New York arena is one of organized chaos. Clumps of teenagers are standing in line, impatient to register. Harried-looking volunteers are handing out instructions and bags of free bait as quickly as they can.
Your bags of assignments are 3 and 4 at the Customs House, which is up in Ogdensburg.
It's the first time an international carp derby has been hosted on the St. Lawrence, and it's one of the largest ever held in the U.S. There are 92 registrants, and they've come from places such as Britain, Italy, Canada, California, and Chicago. Top prize is $10,000. Martin James is a fishing correspondent for the British Broadcasting Corporation and an avid carp angler. He says in Britain, the carp reigns supreme.
The attitude of the carp in the United Kingdom is it's the number one sports fish. There's more people fish for carp than any other species of fish. It's a billion-dollar business.
For people who grew up around here, that idea has taken some getting used to. Most locals go after fish they can eat, like walleye and bass. According to the New York Health Department, carp is loaded with toxins. And so they've come to be known as trash fish, unsafe to eat. There's even a bow hunting season for carp, in which the fish are killed and discarded. Local angler Doug Chalette is one of the marshals for the fishing derby, but he admits he's never tried carp fishing.
So even coming into the tournament, you were a little bit skeptical about...
Actually about touching it. I'm like, it's a carp, you know? But, you know,
and you're the marshal.
Yeah, I guess I thought about wearing gloves. But they gave us a rundown and what the Europeans think of carp. It changes your whole attitude.
That's what fishing guide Jerry Laramie has been waiting to hear. For 5 years, he's been leading carp fishing adventures on the St. Lawrence for anglers from all over the world. He's also been just about the only local to try it himself. Laramie helped organize the tournament with the hope of convincing his neighbors that this so-called trash fish is a valuable resource.
Can we affect the economy in this area? Absolutely. And we in this general area, it's an impoverished area as far as our economy goes. We have to use these resources. I mean, God gave us the St. Lawrence River in front of us. If you're not going to use it, you're a fool.
Yeah, there he is.
Kids come running down the beach as 13-year-old Josh Schrader pulls in the first carp of the day. It's a moment of excitement, but also a learning opportunity. British angler Phil Saunders quickly hops into the water with a net and starts giving instructions.
Put him back in the sling. You don't have to worry about dropping him because he'll just be in there.
Saunders carefully lays the fish on a padded mat and then lifts it up to be weighed.
11 pounds, 4 ounces.
All right, Josh. Good job.
Saunders checks the fish to see if it has any wounds that need treating, and then he gently releases it. The Europeans never eat them. Before the tournament, both the adult volunteers and the kids in the derby were given a crash course in this so-called carp care. The reasoning is simple. Take care of the fish, and the catches will grow even bigger. But Jerry Laramie says for him, the need for conservation goes beyond sport fishing. He says he's watched a lot of wildlife disappear.
And I think if we don't start protecting our natural resources, we're not going to have them anymore. And one day, the carp will be gone also.
We haven't even caught any big fish yet. Why don't you get some big fish rolling over?
As the day wears on, a clear winner emerges. Warren Dolan of London, England, pulls in one carp after another, while most of the lines around him remain still. He's come to the derby with extra poles, bags of special bait imported from England, and expert gear to deposit it over the water. The kids who live here rely on borrowed equipment. But three of them still end up in the top 10, and many more are going home after reeling in a 10 or 20 pound fish. Jerry Laramie hopes the experience will create a new generation of St. Lawrence anglers and new hope for the communities where they live. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.